And Jimmy is a very unpopular man around this part of the country, as he can hear. He's going to do a song that was recorded by the Dixies a long time away, and it's called Little Arrows.
Or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit. But you'll know it when they hit you, cause they hurt a little bit. They come falling out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again. You're falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing. Little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Some folks run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape. So why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit? They come pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again. You're falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing. Little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once, will hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Here they come pouring out of the blue.
Request for a little girl here. She works in the restaurant here during the day for Bernie. Bernie is a great cook, and when we were down here practicing earlier in the year, also for Marin, and she made tea for us and all sorts of custard and lovely stuff. This little song was very specially for her. She wants it to hear it. It's a song from our tape. It's called The Same Sweet Girl.
I will, yeah.
I'll
get that. What are we at then?
Same as the girl as first we met.
from our tape. We're going to feature Kevin here. Kevin comes from Armagh, as I said earlier, and he's going to sing a song that he recorded with Philomena Begley some time back when he was playing in her band, and it's a little song called Laugh At Me.
It's a little one like the sun. See a love light in your eyes. Well, laugh with me, try with me. Pretty honey child, make a love to me. You are so bashful, why so shy? You are the apple of my eye. Well, laugh with me, try with me. Pretty little girl, make a love to me. Winkly and eyes and a turned up nose. Oh, I will love you, oh, oh, oh. Oh, I will love you, oh, oh, oh. A little one like, cause I see a love light in your eyes. Well, laugh with me, sigh with me. Pretty honey child, make a love to me. You are so bashful, why so shy? You are the apple of my eyes. Well, laugh with me, sigh with me. Pretty little girl, make a love to me. Winkly and eyes in a turn.
Is putting on his accordion and I'm here. I have a request in my pocket. There could be a half a dozen of eggs or anything in this pocket. It's not that pocket anyway. Especially for Father Pat on holiday from Phoenix, Arizona, here with his mum. It's for, also for Billy, Kathleen, Frank, Eileen, Tony, Brady, having a great time. A special request for Aisling, Lorraine and baby, Kenneth Matthews. They will be, they miss Midwest very much when it goes off. Ambrose is going to play a tune. It comes for Patricia, Cecilia and Anastasia. It's called Whistling Rufus. Here we go with this one. Franklin Rufus. There's a very special request for a group of people that didn't, I suppose, come to the fore here. It's for all the people working behind the scenes here that were involved in Radio Midwest. I'd just like to play a very special request for them. Some people like Brady there and George and all them people there. Special little round of applause for them, folks. We'll do a song from our tape then. I think we're going to have a little break after that. It's called Each Season Changes You.
Like the weather, your heart changes with the season. Springtime, summer, fall, and winter too. Though I know I never understand the reason, I still wonder why a season changes you. It was spring again, you said that you were sorry, and the summer brought a golden memory. I could see our love was changing. It broke my heart to see what winter time had done. Like the weather, your heart changes with the season. Springtime, summer, fall, and winter too. Though I know I never understand the reason, I still wonder why season changes you. It was spring again, you said that you were sorry, and the summer brought a golden memory. In the fall, I could see our love was changing, and the winter brought the same old misery. Like the weather, your heart changes with the season. Springtime, summer, fall, and winter too.
Not gone yet. He's such a small lad, we said we'd give him another break. Right, lads, curtains. Declan, please. Oh, yes. Oh, you're coming. Well, hopefully, you'll see. You'll be back in a couple of minutes, won't you? Declan will be back in a couple of minutes with his next part of the show, and he's going to sing his brand new single, First Christmas Day. Now then, ladies and gentlemen, are you all having a good time? I'm having a fabulous time. Now, we have another special guest for you to meet in a couple of minutes' time, but right now, I tell you what I'll do. I give away £5. It's hard to get £5 out of me. I give £5 to anyone who can avoid saying yes and no for 1 minute. Thank you. Come on. I have a lady here. Come on. Here she comes. £5. This is going to be the softest £5 you ever earned. Hello. What's your name?
Mrs. Sullivan.
What?
Mrs. Sullivan.
Oh, you're very formal. My name is Mr. Clatt. Now. You what?
Manitou, a Kerry man.
I wouldn't blame you for being formal. Where is he? Where's the Kerry? Are you a Kerry man? You're welcome here to the west of Ireland. He'd like to play a special request for Kevin Prendergast, who's number one on the Kerry radio. Do you think she can avoid saying yes and no for a minute? She does. Now, you, the audience here at the Midas Club, are the judges, and you, the listeners at home, can judge too. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good form.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks. There you go. I'm sorry. No. Touch the sheet. Anyone else? All right, here's another lady here. She said she'd say yes. Sis. Oh, yes. Come on up. Ooh. And now, where are you from?
Ballyhardis. And they crawled diamonds inside of her too. It's no warm beers to have to hold. It did lots of pennies on a stroll. Everyone.
shoe told. It's me and Rod Penny on a stroll. The tears that I've fallen, what by you think? The heartaches that caused me a rain. Teardrops of pennies and heartaches of gold. Got teardrops of pennies and heartaches of gold.
This time we do a song that's in the charts here. We wrote, somebody wrote it for me in Birmingham a few weeks or months ago. We'll have a go. I still haven't got the words of it. We recorded it. The one he wrote to Kilchima. Right. Hello, Kilchima. There are three rooms still on.
My pen has struck a sailing ship, better than to find. Leaving home and motherland and all the friends behind. But I heard them whisper in the night, I should have been asleep. The talk of days and times to pass through the door I peep. Show me the winding road that leads to Kilchima.
Kilchima.
It levels somewhere in the west, just down the road to knock. When folk down, it's around the door, full of joy. I still recall the place left when I was just a boy. Just a boy. I still recall the place left when I was just a boy.
Thank you, that's all for now. Your next dancing. Give a round of applause to the boys here, T.R. Dallas's band. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. No rehearsal, nothing. We were in Irish Town tonight. That didn't finish until 12:30. So we came in here. And the lady there, give her round, and look at that for a figure, I tell you now. Give her round of applause. Thanks. Got a few requests here now, I left me glasses at home. We got a request here, says for a request for Lizzie O'Hagan in the Dalton home in Claremorris. Also for Mary Welsh. We're big fans of Midwest Radio and Kevin Prendergast. Give it all an applause. Okay. To the people in the Midwest home. Now, we'll say this. And homes like that that love Midwest Radio. To my mother back, she's listening now, in Calamac, in a little wheelchair. She's there, but still love Midwest Radio. I'm sure all your moms and dads did too. It's a shame it's happening. But I hope they'll be back again. Give them a round of applause. Midwest Radio, Midwest. Because all the names, Johnny Dugan, Paul Claffey, Jerry Glennon, Chris Carroll, Barbara Dillon, yes, Mary O'Reilly, Mary Nolan, John Dugan, the whole lot of them. Sorry if I missed words out. our names. And Sir Michael Commons was a great fella here in Midwest, and also a songwriter from Knock. Give him a round of applause, Michael Commons. And Henry McGlade and all ye people, ye lovely people that have supported me for, I would say this honest, for 3 years since Midwest came on the air. I got a great, my records, my four LPs, except for Midwest Radio and all the radio stations around the country, Breffni, Killarney, Cork, Kerry, the lot. We'd be gone. We wouldn't be here. So to them and to these people, give them a round of applause. God bless them. I'm sweating. For Martin Monaghan, number one disco dancer. Oh, is that you? Give him a round of applause. There is Martin Monaghan. Number one disco dancer. Also for Connacht champions. From Hedford.
He's also the Connacht champion.
Also, Connacht champion. Oh, sorry, Martin. Sorry. Connacht champion from Hedford in County Galway. Good luck to County Sound. Oh, County Sound, yeah. That's the Galway radio station. God bless you, and good luck to them. They're going off tomorrow as well. Also from Martin and Mrs. Duggan here tonight in Castlereagh, and from my little pet over there. Can't think of your name. The Rose of Carndine for Kathleen Bagley. Request for Peggy. For Peggy there from Ballintubber, there she is, the lady in the 25. The biggest devil in 25, that one is. We'll do a song entitled Old Tipperary Town. Okay. You are. Now you can sing and dance.
I go on across to Ireland. Will you take me in your car? And I'm sure you'll find my conversation sound. I would pay my ways entirely and enjoy your company. Leave me off at any tip for every town. Cheer this castle, Tip and Murrow, and Boris or Clyne. You can't leave me where I've never been before.
Everyone sing.
In Rosslyn or Rum or Kerry, in Clarness or Clonmel, and my birthplace by the town, Templemore. Leave me on the road to Nina, in the Ripley Shannon call, where the Iron Mountain joins the silver mines. I'll be happy to care Noel, where the guilty shadows fall. I'm at home at any tip for every town. Again, the memories of times I used to know, but I felt the wanderings and made my mind. And the little town of Emily I knew so long ago, how rude the day I left them all behind.
Everyone,
lead me on the road to Nina, either every shine call, where the Iron Mountain joins silver mine. I'll be happy to care where the guilty shadows fall. I'm at home in any temporary town. I'm at home in any temporary town.
One more song. Thank you all again for being here tonight. Hope you enjoy yourselves. It's going on at 3 or 4 o'clock. God bless you. And to T.R. Dallas and his band, a round of applause. To Declan Nerney, who's here tonight, John Kelly, and of course to the boys. The boys from Midwest Radio. I can't just read them all out. God bless them. Give a round of applause. They did so well for us in 3 years. And Bridget Cuff, I believe, is here tonight. Bridget, for you. And my sister-in-law is here tonight somewhere. Breeze, you know Breeze in the wheelchair? She's there. So my sister-in-law, Breeze, thank God she's improving lovely. God bless you all, and God bless you every time. And happy 1989. This time we do a little Mayo song, Take Me Back to Castlebar. From the way on. I remember your call.
I'm waiting for Jim Murphy's van, take it to the side. I'm working 7 days a week, from morning to dark night. And when I get into the van and gently close the door, the first thing that they ask me is, when is it the night before? Take me back to Castlebar, the county of Mayo. It's the only place in Ireland I'm longing for to go, where the green tea with the gentle smile at any time of day. When I set my foot in Old Mayo, I never hold astray. Dr. Jack, the gang of man, he talks about the times. Himself and old John Murphy were working down the mines. He says he often meets him in Dodger's Territel. If you want to get promotion, get down and be like hell. Take me back to Castlebar in the county of Mayo. It's the only place in Ireland I'm longing for to go, where the green tea with the gentle smile at any time of day. And I set my foot in Old Mayo, I never move astray. Working on the lawn, he blames old Maggie Thatcher, Jim Callahan as well. But now he's back in Castlebar and they can go to hell. Take me back to Castlebar in the county of Mayo. It's the only place in Ireland I'm longing for to go, where they greet you with the gentle smile at any time of day. When I set my foot in Old Mayo, I never bowl astray. Set my foot in Old Mayo, I never more will stray.
Thank you, good night, God bless you all, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big, big round of applause for Kevin Prendergast. Thank you very much, Kevin. That's it. We'll probably get him back again in a couple of minutes' time, after a while, but we must move on because we're way, way behind time. Will I get out here? I will. How are you doing? Thanks very much. What's this? A car causing an obstruction. 579-SIZ. Is that right? 579-512. That's a funny number. But it's a cream escort, and it's in the car park, and we're trying to get it out. Thank you very much indeed. It's on fire, yeah. It's gone home without you, so it is. Now, if a few dedications to do before we move on, just while we're waiting for the band to change. Hello, Maureen. For Maureen Kilcoyne from Erin and Castlebar, it's her birthday today. It's from her husband, Pat, and family, who've all been avid fans of Midwest Radio for the past 3 years. Also, dedication from my nieces and nephews, Carmel and Kathy and Emily, Elaine O'Malley, Edel Gorman, Valerie Kilcoyne, her mother, Margaret, and also for Rose and James, and for Laura Grealis, and for all the Morans and the Rileys and the Gormans and Mulraney, and not forgetting Paul Gallagher and Paddy Kelly and Sylvain and Stephen Irwin, enjoying the show very much. That's the last request I'm going to read out, I think, on Midwest Radio. We'll also dedicate the next one to Chris his mom, who's at home, Mrs. Carroll, and also to Chris Senior, who's in Castlereagh, couldn't make it to be with us tonight, unfortunately. But as the saying goes, they will be back, and we will be back too. Will we be back? We will be back. You'll keep that seat warm for us. All right, I think we're all about ready. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please put your hands together again and welcome back for another few numbers, Declan Ernie. Right, Helen? Woo!
While now you're putting on the style, and you never once look back at your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town, gossip of the town, but my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down, everybody. Pick me up on your way down when you're blue. Coming back where you belong, you may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy, then they'll take away your crown. Take me up on your way down. Made you haughty and so rude. Your new friends may take the blame. Underneath you're still the same. When you learn these things are true, I'll be waiting here for you. As you tumble to the ground, pick me up on your way down. Everybody, pick me up on your way down. When you're blue and all alone, when the glamour starts to bore you, coming back where you belong, you may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy, then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down, then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
Righty, here we go with Jimmy. This time he's going to sing a song that was recorded by the Everly Brothers some time back. It's called Bye Bye Love.
My baby, my lips.
came with Bye Bye Love. And that came very specially to Granny, Sheila, Deborah, Edwin, Brian, Stephen and Fiona, and all the McIntyres from Coolacool. Clonacool. Clonacool. McIntyres, yeah, from Clonacool. It's from Evelyn, Tom and all the Tuies. We're going to feature Mr. Sax over here himself. He's going to play the Binny Hill special and it's called Yakety Yaks. Gentlemen, Declan Nerney and his band. Give them a big round of applause. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have your attention because now comes the hard part. First of all, before I say a few words, I'd like to call all the entire staff of Midwest Radio to come up on the stage. All of the staff of Midwest Radio. Now then, here's a few words I'd just like to say. I'm going to be fairly brief. But first of all, I'd like to thank all the many, many people who came along here tonight for our farewell night. Give yourselves a round of applause. You were great. And I'd like to say I'm very sorry to the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who were unable to gain admission to the Midas Club tonight for years and who have been phoning us in every day with requests and dedications. And we've become very good friends with you over the last 3 years. And I hope that you become friends with us. I'd like to say hello to all the people out there tonight who might be living alone and all the people who might be just a little bit lonely and they might feel that Midwest Radio going off the air is going to be a terrible thing. There's just one thing I'd like to say to all the people out there who are living alone and all the people out there who are lonely and all the people out there who are going to miss Midwest Radio a lot. I'd like to say to them that with your prayers and your help, we'll be back on the air. Isn't that it?
Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip.
And now, of course, it seems a very short 3 years ago since I often meant to say how I first got the idea of Midwest Radio. Well, let me tell you how I first got the idea of Midwest Radio. I was fed up of, I was running this club here, the Midas Club, and I used to put in live bands in it every Saturday night. And I was having great difficulty in getting live bands who would draw crowds. Because the bands that I used to play, people would say, who are they? What do they sound like? And I'd ring up the manager of the band and I'd say, can you not get your record played somewhere? No one knows what you sound like.
And he'd say, I'm trying. I got one play last week on RTE, and I'm promised another play next week on RTE. So I said, if I could get it together to have my own radio station to let the people hear the music they wanted to hear, I figured out, well, it wouldn't be a bad thing. So I contacted this gentleman here, Christopher Carroll, and I said to him, would you be interested in starting a bit of a radio station? So the two of us got together, and we contacted Joe O'Neill's in Glenamatty, and with their expertise, and also another gentleman who I'd like you to pay particular tribute tonight, if he's here yet. Here he is, Michael Morley, one of our...
affectionately known as Daddy. We call him Daddy. So here's Daddy.
And indeed, Michael Morley was in no small way responsible. And Joe Cunniff, especially, I'd like to point him out, and Michael O'Hara from Joe and Ease Liberty and Glenamatty, because without them, let me tell you, Midwest Radio just wouldn't be on the air. I'd also like to thank the big combination of, sometimes we call them misfits, but in general, I think you'll agree, they've done a great job. All the presenters on Midwest Radio. I'm not going to mention them, but they're all here tonight. Every one of them. And just one of them I'd like to point out, just in particular I'd like to mention, because he's been a very steadying influence on me over the last 3 years, and we've grown to come very close, and that's the daddy of us all, John Duggan.
The farmer. Where is he?
I'd also like to thank all the office staff in Midwest Radio, Mary O'Reilly and Marie and Denise and all the other... And Michelle and Barbara, if she's here somewhere, even though Barbara's also a presenter on the Midwest Radio, Mary Nolan and everyone else. I'm not going to go into too many names because I know I'll forget some. Michelle and I could go on over the last 3 years. And then, of course, our sales staff. Here they are here. There's Tina Mitchell all the way from Ballina and Harry McGowan, who's here. They kept it all going. And also all the advertisers out there. All the people whose sites we had transmitters on. And I'd also like to thank all the many bands over the last few years who have helped us in no small way on Sunday Night Live. Speaking of Sunday Night Live, it is probably one of the... It's unique in that we are the only radio station in the entire country who have attempted a program like Sunday Night Live. And I think you'll agree it has been a great success, and we're absolutely delighted with it. And I will hope when we do come back on the air, if we come back, we'll be able to repeat Sunday Night Live from Midas. And of course... just to get in a small plug, don't forget, we'll be here next Sunday night, because Sunday Night Variety Show, we'll now be calling it, will continue on for the next couple of weeks. There's one particular group of people that I feel, when we mention Sunday Night Live, we simply have to mention them. Because each and every Sunday night, regardless of the weather, or regardless of who we had here, they travelled up. They travelled a long, long way. They travelled 70-80 miles, all the way from Achill, each and every Sunday night. Give them a big round of applause. And you can see here tonight, they even brought us up a banner, thanks Midwest Radio, from your Achill friends. And I can tell you, we have so many friends down in Achill. Just like to mention those, because every Sunday night, I know we have friends in Belmullet and all over the place. And I really can't say how much the Achill crowd mean to us over the last few years. One man down there, Michael Duggan, looks after our transmitter down there.
Come on up, Mike.
And indeed, we'd like to thank him. So all that's left for me to say is, keep the pressure on. We'll be back. So now, what we want you to do now, we have members of the press here, and one particular man I'd like to thank him as well, that's Sean Brown, up there, on our video, and that videotape will be available, it's on Super VHS, and it'll be available for the farewell night of Midwest Radio, and indeed, I'd like to thank Sean for coming along here tonight. Now, Michael Gunning, there's a man I have to thank. Because Michael Gunning was responsible for putting Sunday Night Live on the road, I can tell you. Because he has managed to persuade such big companies as Zanussi and Mitsubishi to put up all these spectacular prizes. And indeed, Michael Gunning, I'd particularly like to thank you if you're there. Oh yes, he's there. Indeed, thank you very much, Michael Gunning. So there you are. So I'll tell you what we want you to do. Declan.
Just a second. Before we finish, I would like to thank the man that was the inspiration to us all, Mr. Paul Claffey.
And indeed, I'd like to thank my wife for letting me do the mad things of starting up a radio station.
And also, And also, I hope my wife is down there for bearing with me, because she hasn't seen much of me, to be honest, since we got married. So, Martina, hello to you.
Now, I tell you what we'll do. As we told you earlier on, we have members of the press here. And we want to let the minister up in Dublin know that we down the west of Ireland are together. And we want to let them know that we want our radio station back on the air. So I tell you, we're going to sing a couple of songs, all of us up here. Declan Early, we're going to start off, I think, Declan, with a particular song. It's a Mayo song.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one song, and there's one song only, that can has to be the anthem of County Mayo, and what all tonight is all about, because this man has done wonders for the whole counties of Roscommon, Mayo, Galway, all the bordering counties, but particularly Mayo. We're here in the heart of Mayo in Ballyhaunas, and there's only one song to unite us all together to keep the spirit going, and it has to be Moonlight in Mayo.
Everybody join hands now.
It's just a year ago today I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the sunshine of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where she said, where? Now two Irish eyes are shining, and two Irish hearts are pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Love in Irish arms will press me, and through Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me. When it's moonlight in Mayo,
Ambrose on his accordion.
Two Irish eyes like beacons shine throughout. I know the sweet love glow will always fill the world with light. The roses on her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And where the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen.
All together!
Now two Irish eyes are shining, and an Irish heart is pining.
No batching, just singing, no batching.
In the gloaming long ago.
Louder, louder.
Irish arms was shining, and an Irish heart was shining, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
And I pray it's time for us to bid you a fond farewell. But don't forget, listeners at home and people here at the Midas, that we will be back. Declan!
It leaves us with one tune, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm afraid that brings us to the end of broadcasting for yet another day here on Midwest Radio. I hope you have enjoyed the programs that we have been bringing you throughout the day. And if you have, I hope you'll drop in and see us sometime tomorrow. By the way, if you're interested in advertising on Midwest, you should call the station here during the day at 0907-30553. That's 0907-30553.
All together.
If you'd like an item in the buy and sell column, you should send us in particulars of the item with a cheque or a postal order for £3 if the item is value for £100 or less. or £5 if the item is valued at more than £100.
Yet for the sake of old anxiety.
One more time.
Everybody. For old anxiety, my dear. For old anxiety.
I can't hear you.
We'll drink a cup of kindness yet for the sake of old anxiety.
As they leave the stage there, ladies and gentlemen, give them one massive, colossal round of applause. Are we ready, Timmy? Well, one song we'll do a tune here is called The Hucklebug.